Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks. Community Speaks is brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Stop into The Prescription Shop where they are more than just prescription medication. Joining me now at the Buffalo Area Chamber of Commerce, Jennifer McCormick. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. I forgot to tell you, if you want to shut that window next to you, you can. I know.
Oh, no, I'm good.
I think it feels pretty nice in here, but
I like the fresh air.
Well, and we were just talking right before we came on the air about how gorgeous it was yesterday. We either hit or came close to 70 degrees yesterday, and we were talking that once you do that, you should be done with snow. But we do have a chance of a little bit of snowfall, not much, if any, accumulation expected. But we're hoping it comes in rain form.
Oh, yes.
Rather than snow form.
Yes.
And with that, we're going to talk about some of the things coming up this summer, like June 15th, the Fun Pianos fundraiser for the Chamber. What exactly is that?
It's two entertainers with pianos. And they sit on each end of a dais, and then the tables are all around them, and they get the crowd involved, and they dueling banjos, but with pianos.
Dueling pianos?
Dueling pianos, yeah. They play against each other, play off of each other. It's a lot of crowd involvement, you know, so they get everybody up and dancing and moving around. So it looks like a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Where's this going on at?
That's
going
to be at the Bomber Mountain Civic Center, June 15th.
June 15th. Do people need to get their tickets ahead of time?
Tickets ahead of time are $50. If you buy them at the door, they're $60.
Ooh, yeah. Save some money. Get them ahead of time.
Yeah, funpianos.com. Go check them out.
All right. So you can check that out at funpianos.com, and I'm assuming they can get tickets at the Chamber?
Yes. Yes, you can.
All right. So stop on in. Get those tickets. That's coming up June 15th. Of course, Longmire Days continuing this year. We've got a schedule of events.
Yes, yes, we do.
What are some of the highlights? I know everybody loves the autograph sessions because they all get a chance to kind of talk to the actors and mingle and that sort of thing. And they're usually scheduled for 2 or 3 hours. They usually go 5 or 6.
Yeah, we always have high hopes they'll move quicker. But, you know, the actors like talking to the fans. Yeah. And it's not the fans holding it up.
You're right. You know, the actors, you know, they talk to everyone that comes
through.
People get their money's worth in that one.
Yeah, they want everybody to have their own little experience.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Awesome. And, you know, Longmire Days is such a great thing. And I was I was running the sound for the conversations with the actors last year, which is really neat because you get some insight into the show. Like, they had not only the actors but writers and some of the people behind the scenes. And the writers were kind of talking about storylines and how they changed and how the thing I enjoyed most listening to last year was that they had mentioned that A. Martinez was originally supposed to be the person behind Walt's wife's death.
Yes.
And then they really liked A. Martinez, the actor, wanted to keep him on the show. Of course, Bailey Chase wanted to leave, so that allowed them to kind of change the storyline and keep A. Martinez, who of course is...
Jacob Nighthorse.
Nighthorse. Yes. Nighthorse. So, anyways, that's a really fun part of it, the conversation with the actor where you get some of the insight into that. It's kind of nice.
I always enjoy those. I like people talking about how they develop these characters.
Exactly.
You know, because you get into the characters, you'd like to know where they come from.
Yeah.
Of course, that's Craig Johnson's mind, I guess, is where they all come from.
That's right. It's a lot of fun, and you know, one of the actors said it best, I think, last year during that conversation. He said, what other TV show has their own festival?
There aren't any.
You know, no, not that. You don't have Friends Days, you know, where you get to go hang out with whoever's on Friends, Joey and Chandler and...
Rachel.
I don't remember their real names.
Oh, yeah. I'm still watching that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, these things kind of start day one. You've got some of the fun highlights. The Cowboys versus Indians softball game and the home run derby at Pruszynski Park are always a good time.
Oh, always popular. Everybody loves that one. It's a little more laid back.
Yeah.
It's not quite as structured.
Yeah, yeah. We even air the game here on KBBS.
Yes, you do.
Our voice of Sheridan Sports, Jeff Rickett, comes down and takes care of that. And he does a great job.
He does. He has a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and they have the actors there kind of BSing with him the whole time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of the actual game is being called, but
I never even know the score when it's over.
Right.
It's like, who won?
But it's certainly enjoyable to listen to.
Yes.
What are some of the highlights this year?
The autograph sessions, of course, they're always popular. Bailey Chase will be doing his own Q&A again this year about his book that he's written, Spiritual Gangsta.
Oh, yeah.
He's so gangster.
That's what I think of when I think of Bailey Chase.
I know, right? Oh, yeah, straight up. Yes. Of course, the horseback ride's always popular. The closing concert. This year, we're hoping to do kind of a little after party. Sponsors only. You have to... There'll only be about 30 tickets available.
Oh, wow.
So okay. It'll be a small, small event.
It's going to be a hot item.
It will. We're hoping it will be. We've gotten a lot of good response from it so far. Adam Bartley is doing... He's switching his event up a little bit. Instead of doing a poker run, he's doing a benefit raffle ride up the mountain and back, and that will be to benefit our local animal shelter.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, that's great. What kind of made him want to do that?
He loves animals. Yeah. You know, he's got two shelter dogs.
Well, I know he brought his dog last year.
He's bringing both his dogs this year. Yeah. So, yeah, he loves animals. That's his thing.
That's awesome. Shelters, they always need that help, especially no-kill shelters like we have here in Buffalo.
Exactly. You always want to really support those shelters.
Absolutely. Some of the other things coming up this year, anything that's going to be different from years past?
Well, we're doing our Tea with Ruby event again this year, only we're doing two of them. And that's a high tea with Lou Ann Stevens as the speaker, and she brings great little items from the set and gives them away, and she just always gets really into it. So
sure,
that's a good one. But no, pretty much a lot of it's staying the same. It seems to work.
It does
work. The fans enjoy it. It runs pretty smoothly, so we try not to change anything really major.
Yeah. No, I know people be looking forward to this. Do you happen to have a list of the actors that are planning to be here?
Right down at the bottom of this page.
It's in front of me, isn't it? So we got Robert Taylor, who's of course Walt. Mm-hmm. Adam Bartley, who is Ferg. Lou Ann Stevens, who is Ruby. A. Martinez. You got Zahn McLaren, John Bishop, Bailey Chase. John Bishop, that's Bob, right?
That's Bob Barnes.
That's Bob. Zahn McLaren is the cop on the
Chief
res.
Matthias.
And then... A. Martinez is a Nighthorse.
Yep, so. Jacob Nighthorse.
Yeah, that's usually the crowd that comes every year.
It is. They really enjoy it. They love Buffalo.
Yeah, they do a great job, you know. And some of the guys you ask, you know, do you really enjoy coming here and, you know, doing this for a weekend? And they actually truly seem to really enjoy it.
They do. When I sent the email out asking for dates, they were all on board immediately.
And that's really cool, especially this year now that we know the show has ended.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all still willing and you know, welcoming coming back.
And they're great ambassadors for Buffalo, too, wherever they go. You know?
It's awesome. And I know it brings in some much-needed tourist dollars to Buffalo
That it does.
Because I know there's some people listening right now that say, I hate the crowds, and when Longmire Days comes, I go up on the mountain, which is fine.
That's all good.
If you want to get away, that's great, but those tourist dollars are nice, and, and that's why an event like this is great for a town like Buffalo.
If you want to go to the mountains, you can always rent your house on Airbnb.
Yeah, you know.
A lot of people do.
No doubt.
And they do very well that weekend.
So Longmire is August 10th through the 12th. Now, this is a little later than normal, is it not? Wasn't it July before?
It was July before. We were tied to Netflix shooting schedule when it ended. We got the actors the following weekend. It always ended right before the 4th of July.
Gotcha.
That schedule didn't work for everyone this year because now instead of one schedule, we're working with seven.
Yeah, now they're all doing something different. We'll see how it plays out going forward, but it's nice to get them here this year for the 7th annual Longmire Days. Again, that's August 10th, 11th, and 12th. And if people want a full schedule of this, do you have it on a website or
we can email it to people.
Okay.
I'm still in the process of getting everything approved. But
sure. Yeah. So then they can just give you a call or stop on by. And
sure. Not a problem.
Hook them up.
Oh, yeah. And we're always looking for volunteers. And we love the local volunteers because we have a lot of volunteers from out of town that work Longmire Days.
Okay.
But we really need people who know where things are here in town.
That helps.
I mean, and it helps that a lot of our volunteers are returning. You know, every year they return to Buffalo. So they know quite a bit about Buffalo, but it always helps to have local volunteers.
Excellent. And coming up, a tourism piece in Pathfinder magazine.
Yes, yeah, Pathfinder. We send that at thousands and thousands of copies out every year. We should have it back in our office in roughly 2 weeks.
And Pathfinder magazine is distributed where?
All the visitor centers in Wyoming in the I-90 corridor.
Okay.
And that's through South Dakota and on over to Cody.
Okay.
It's distributed to anyone that calls our office that requests a tourism packet, and we send those all over the world. It's distributed electronically leads generated by Johnson County Tourism Organization works with the Wyoming Office of Tourism, and they work with Miles Partnership, and we get a lot of leads off of that.
Okay. And so that's coming out. And another thing we were talking about, you've got this orange flag in front of you that says, "That's Wyoming." Tell me about that flag.
Well, I thought it was Tennessee flag when it came in the office. I was like, who brought that in here? It's actually orange and white, and it's "That's Why." And it's a tourism promotion rolled out by the state of Wyoming that's geared toward our local people, which is really cool to me because they don't have a lot of tourism promotions for locals. But you take your flag, you pick one up at the chamber, and you take your flag to your favorite place in Wyoming. Yes, you have one. You take your picture, your flag to your favorite place. You take a picture. You tag the Wyoming Office of Tourism. We have all the information there at the office. You can win great prizes and get your pictures used in a national tourism campaign.
Yeah, I was going to say
they're international
tourism.
They're
doing some sort of you could actually have your picture in you know, published everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, basically. And that's internationally.
And when you say "That's Why," it's "That's W-Y,"
yeah,
for Wyoming.
Yeah, that's why. I love that. Why,
yeah.
I think it's
and
cute.
And so you can go to your favorite spot in the state or in the area or wherever, hold your flag, take your picture, and hope for the best.
Yeah, you can win good prizes.
If you want a better chance to win, probably have some cute little kids in the picture or something.
Oh, kids
something
and animals.
To spice it up.
Kids and animals.
Something to pull at the heartstrings of these
people.
There you
go. We have one lady said, "I'm going to take mine down to Crazy Woman Liquor right now and get my picture."
Well, there you go.
Well,
yeah,
hey.
Crazy Woman Liquor behind you. That's why.
Yeah,
I
she
like
said
it.
She loved those people down there, so she would go take her picture there.
Or maybe you just love the sign, especially people that aren't.
Oh, the
from
name.
Here.
The name.
Yeah, my parents came to visit a handful of years ago, and my mom had to get a picture in front of that sign.
Well, this lady had just come into town, and she passed Crazy Woman Liquor, and she said, "Oh, I have a liquor store too." She was really excited about it.
Coming up Thursday of this week, it is business after hours at the Cimarron Mall.
Yes, yes. And it's also a ribbon cutting for Century 21.
Okay.
Judy Holmes just opened her office over there.
Excellent.
And so the Embroidery Barn will be the anchor business, I suppose. And then, but it's really for all of Cimarron Mall.
Okay. And so
get in and
goes,
see what they got.
4 to 6?
4 to 6. Get
Excellent.
In there and see what's available.
Yeah, usually have some sort of refreshments for people.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yes.
Of course, you don't have to be a chamber member to attend this
no,
event,
No, you do
right?
not. You do not. You have to be a chamber member to hold the event, but you do not sure. have to be one to attend.
You can come check it out and talk with some like-minded people.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun.
Then on Friday morning, chamber coffee.
Yay, yeah. Talking about current events.
Yeah. How's that usually attended? Fairly well?
It's pretty well attended, yeah.
We a couple have... people show up each week at least?
Yes, and we have some that we
or
have
each month,
some
I
city.
Suppose.
It's each month. Thank goodness it's not each week. It's a little early, but yeah, we have city council members that show up and lots of events discussed, lots of public policy things like that.
And then when you're done talking about business as usual, you just chit chat.
And we have donuts.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Donuts. If nothing else,
donuts.
You can have breakfast.
That's right.
Before you go to work.
Get your sugar on for the rest of the day.
Coming up next month at the Chamber Luncheon, it's Sylvia Bruner with the Gatchel Museum.
Yep. Yeah, she's going to be coming and talking about their programs and different things offered by the museum.
Well, right about that time, their new exhibit will be opening.
Yes, it will. Yeah, well, she'll be talking about their new accreditation. That they just got.
That's kind of a big deal.
It is. It's a very big deal. Yeah. It's a small museum, small staff, and they should be very proud of all their hard work.
Yeah, I've had her in here talking about that a couple of times, and you know, it's great for a museum this size, especially.
Oh yeah.
In a town this size, it's a little bit rare that a museum this size gets that type of accreditation.
It speaks volumes about our museum and our community.
And Sylvia and the people running the museum over there are doing a great job.
Well, they do.
Her and Jennifer have been, I think they have a third now, but it was
they
those
do have
two
a third now,
a
yes, but it was those two for a while.
Yeah, so kudos to them.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up just before that in May, May 10th, breakfast speaker, marketing for small business. Tell us about this.
It's sponsored by First Northern Bank. It's free to the public. Local business owners, local business people come in and they listen to different speakers, and this month it's marketing for small businesses, so we got a couple of marketing people coming in to talk to them.
That's always a good thing. People
always
need
good.
People could always use more business.
Well, yeah, and you know, you might hear something you don't normally know or that you wouldn't know about before.
Yeah, you hope if you go see something like that, there's at least one part of it where you learn something.
Of course.
They'll
of
say
course.
Something that you take away. Even
oh,
if
yeah.
it's just one thing, it'll be a good one.
Yeah, in the last couple of months, we've had small business development programs
yeah.
come in and help people either move their business out of their home and into a storefront. Or and one gentleman came and he worked for SCORE. It's all volunteers, volunteer. But they help you get into business or help you get out of business.
All right.
Whichever you prefer. But that's what we're trying to do with those breakfasts. They're always geared toward helping small business.
Excellent. Good way to start the day.
Yeah, it is. Margaret, and it's Sagewood, so the breakfast is so good.
Yeah, you know, I haven't had breakfast there, but I've had plenty of lunches there.
She doesn't normally do breakfast, okay. So it's a rare treat.
Gotcha.
You should come down and check it out. It is so good.
Absolutely.
So good.
And then the Johnson County Fall Festival. I'm going to assume this is in the fall?
That's our Heritage Fest, yes. Where we normally do Oktoberfest, this year we're doing a Heritage Festival celebrating the history and heritage of Johnson County.
Okay.
We're going to be involving the TA Guest Ranch, the Oxnell Hotel, the Basque people, Bighorn Basque Club, and the Wool Mill. We've got a lot of different pieces that we're trying to put together for that. But we're hoping... It'll be one day this year, but we're hoping it grows into more of a three-day festival so that when Longmire Days goes away, we have something in place to draw that.
Thinking ahead, that's awesome.
Well, thinking to get those tourism dollars.
Keep those dollars. Got to
keep that money coming in.
That's right. And you mentioned the Occidental. They've got a musical performance going on tonight.
They do. They do. They got two world-class musicians, Linda Rosenthal. Let me see if I can get his name right. He's Russian. Maxim Pakhomov.
Sounds good enough.
Good enough.
Some of those names are pretty hard. There's no
they
vowels.
Are hard.
It's just all consonants.
Yes, they're just so hard. But yeah, it's a 1 hour long free event. They're world class musicians.
Free
they
event.
Play
Come
everywhere.
Out tonight. What time does that start tonight?
Let's see. That starts at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Come out tonight. That's going on at the Occidental. They always have great musical performances. I don't know anyone who's went to some sort of a concert or musical performance there and didn't have a great time.
No, you're never disappointed.
That's right.
I mean, it's just the building itself is amazing.
That's very true. And for a lot of these, you want to get there early because it will eventually be standing room only.
It will fill up, and it fills up pretty quickly.
So check that out tonight at the Ox at 6 o'clock. We're talking with Jennifer McCormick with the Buffalo Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned. Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.